Now, Tony Blair celebrated his decade as Labour leader rather quietly. Well, as quiet as half an hour of Prime Minister's questions in the Commons can ever be. Tributes were delivered in numerous ways. One or two might be called backhanded. Anyway, watching the anniversary unfold was our parliamentary correspondent, Robert Orchard.
First class, galley flight attendant and our pursers and staff. And we can't get a good copy.
Handed
to you. That was the wrong tape. Stand on. That wasn't Robert Orchard.
So, what are we going to try and get Robert Orchard? Let's see. This is exciting. No, no Robert Orchard.
Sing a song.
Right. Well, in that case, we can't go to our newspaper review in Johannesburg either because he's not there. We have a problem with that. Indeed, we seem to have a problem with just about everything else. So let's do what we call in the trade a standby, which is...
Hang on.
We are... Sorry, this is terribly confusing, but I don't think either of us can find the bits that we are supposed
Here
to
we
be
are.
Doing.
Look, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Because we can not go to Parliament, we're going to go to a new building. Indeed, a building which may never be built. The Heritage Lottery Fund has just decided not to award money to the Victoria and Albert Museum. Somebody started talking over me now. For its modernist spiral extension. The striking asymmetric design was first unveiled 8 years ago. You'll remember all the row.